Good morning.
오늘 아침도 같이 성경을 보시도록 하겠습니다.
Let's read Bible today too.
구약성경 다니엘서 4장 4절부터
Daniel chapter 4 verse 4 through 9.
나부가네살이 내 집에 편히 있으며
Nebuchadnezzar was at home in my palace, contented and prosperous. I had a dream that made me afraid. As I was lying in bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me. So I commanded that all the wise men of Babylon be brought before me to interpret that dream for me. When the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and diviners came, I told them the dream, but they could not interpret it for me. Finally, Daniel came into my presence, and I told him the dream. He is called Belshazzar, after the name of my God, and the spirit of holy gods is in him. I said, Belshazzar, chief of magicians, I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and no mystery is too difficult for you. Here is my dream. Interpret it for me. Until Daniel chapter 4, we have read Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar is contrast to book of Daniel's Daniel, especially in their faith, they are so different. Nebuchadnezzar had looked, heard, and experienced God's amazing miracles. And through the experience, he let everyone know God's greatness all over the country. It looks like his faith confession. For example, in Daniel chapter 1, Nebuchadnezzar came to Jerusalem and besieged it, and he carried off some of the articles from the temple of God to the temple of his God in Babylonia, and put in treasure house of his God. And in chapter 2, because of his dream, his nightmare, he had feared and couldn't sleep. Through Daniel, God released him from his dream. Nebuchadnezzar experienced God's miracle and confessed. Daniel chapter 2, verse 47. The king said to Daniel, "Surely your God is the God of gods, and the Lord of kings, and a revealer of mysteries. For you are able to reveal this mystery." In chapter 1, he sacrileged our God, but it looks like his attitude has totally changed. And we expect his new life with God. He did such great miracle, and he confessed his faith. but his life might be changed completely. But in chapter 3, he did what is over our expectation. Daniel chapter 1, chapter 3, verse 1. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold, 60 cubits high and 6 cubits wide, and set it up on the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Even though he said, "Surely your God is the God of gods, and the Lord of kings and revealer of mysteries," King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold and commanded fall down and worship and who doesn't so was thrown into blazing furnace. But he saw that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was thrown into the blazing furnace, but survived without any burn mark. And Nebuchadnezzar praised the Lord. Chapter 3, verse 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their life rather than serve or worship any god except their one God. Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or language who say anything against that God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut in two pieces, and their houses be turned into piles of rubble, for no other God can save in this way." It's like finally he has changed, but he has not changed at all. In today's verse 4:2-5, "I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at home in my palace, contented and prosperous. I had a dream that made me afraid. As I was lying in bed, the images and visions that passed through my mind terrified me." He had visions again and terrified, and he couldn't sleep again. But he already experienced God's miracle in chapter 2, though he has not changed at all. He was helped out from nightmare because of God, but he is terrified again. His attitude is same as before. And the way he deals with the dream has not changed. Verse 6, "So I commanded that all the wise men of Babylon be brought before me to interpret the dream for me. When the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and diviners came, I told them the dream, but they could not interpret it for me." As same as before he did, he brought wise men of Babylon. And he is afraid of his dream again. He has not changed at all. What do you think about Nebuchadnezzar? He couldn't learn anything from his experience. Or how stubborn he is. Or he is so obstinate and weak believer. But I think this is me. This is you. He is us. When we heard God's message, pray to God, read Bible, praise God, singing hymn, we are impressed. Sometimes we are moved to tears, and sometimes we feel God's hand helps us in our daily life. God help us. And we feel appreciation to Him. But it happens. And finished. We have just experienced. Our way of life doesn't change. No. We don't try to change our life. This is things in common between Nebuchadnezzar and us. Reading Daniel from beginning, I'm so impatient to him because he experienced many miracles and he praised the Lord. And why he didn't change? I'm so impatient to him. Don't you? But this is the proof. I think I'm different from Nebuchadnezzar. I think I'm a good believer and we join every worship and we are Christian
and
we praise God. But we are not so different from Nebuchadnezzar because
부러워하는 마음이 저희 마음속 깊은 곳에 있습니다. 인생의 목표는
we have desire to be peace and glory. Success in our life. We envy Nebuchadnezzar's success. Finally, life's purpose is peaceful and success. First is healthy and money is important, career, school, job, people. In this world, they are so important, and faith will be next or third thing in our life. But to fulfill those desires, if faith is take a role, then we use the faith. But for faith, it is so difficult to abandon our health, money, career, school, job, people, and sacrifice those things for faith. It is so difficult. Nebuchadnezzar also do. He saw Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and he was moved. And he experienced some miracle, but through the miracle experience, he couldn't devote his life, his whole life to God. His life had not changed. What is the essential problem of Nebuchadnezzar, which is sovereignty of God is not rooted for his life? Temporarily, he was moved and he was excited. But the view of the world that you put sovereignty of God first, it's not rooted to you. And missionologist Leslie Newbegin wrote A Theological Life. The Christian story provides us with a set of lenses, not something for us to look at, but for us to look through. Bible provides us the view of the world, not just look at, but look through. For example, if you look at me and think, wow, big body, bald hair, wearing glasses, voice is too loud, no purposely. This is look at. And if you think, what does he think, experience, struggle, and why is he so eager? Can I agree with him? If I can, then when, where, how I can do it together. This is look through, reading Bible and knowing the people and incidents, which is look at. When we try to figure out the meaning of the situation or God's will, which is look through things, look through. Every time I struggle to prepare the message for this worship, the purpose is just one. To let us have a view that we recognize and admit sovereignty of God. Not just look at, but look through God's intention, hope, expectation, and how we can respond. I want to think together. I want to plant you. So that's why I prepared the message. That's how I prepared the message. Nebuchadnezzar doesn't have such root, such view to admit sovereignty of God. Daniel chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, Daniel came into my presence and I told him the dream. He is called Belshazzar, after the name of my God, and the spirit of the Holy God in him. Daniel has great name, Daniel. Daniel means my God is my judgment. So his name means my life's sovereignty is in God's hand, and God is my purpose to live. Then Nebuchadnezzar didn't want to call him as Daniel and changed his name, Belteshazzar. Belteshazzar means God of Bel, please protect my life. When Nebuchadnezzar called Daniel as Daniel, he remembered, my Lord is my judgment, and he will be under the God. But when he said, God of Baal, protect my life, then he means, I don't know God is there or not, but if you are exist, please exist to protect me. For Nebuchadnezzar, God is to use. So his view of the world has not changed. And he has another problem. Let's look at Daniel chapter 2, verse 47 again. The king said to Daniel, surely your God is the God of gods, and the Lord of kings, and a revealer of mysteries. For you were able to reveal this mystery. This is great word. This looks great word, but he said, God is your God, not my God, not Nebuchadnezzar's God. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 28-29, then Nebuchadnezzar said, praise be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their one God. Therefore, I decree that people of any nation or language who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be turned into piles of rubble, or no other God can save in this way. This is great faith confession-like, but God is not Nebuchadnezzar's God. Just for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's God. If you are third or fourth or fifth Christian, and your father is pastor, or grandpa is pastor, uncle is pastor, or your father and mother are eager Christians, and if you came to church from your inside of your mother's belly, But if you think Jesus is my God, it's okay. But if you didn't think Jesus is my God, then there's nothing, no meaning. God should be my God, not someone's God, mother's God, father's God, family's God. That's nothing. Your view of the world doesn't change. Your way of life doesn't change if the God is not your God.
53장 6절
Nebuchadnezzar have things in common with Daniel. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The world is human being. And most important part is we all. There are no exceptions. There is no exception. We all. Everyone like sheep. We turn to our one way. We are stray sheep. Everyone believes self-way is right. Self-experience is right. And if there is someone who doesn't believe you, you think the one is wrong. But Bible says we all, like sheep gone astray, we all turn to our own way. Each of us has turned to our own way. Everyone wrong. And Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar, they turn into their one way. They are a stray sheep, the same as us. But there is difference, totally difference. Psalm chapter 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar is egoistic sheep, but Daniel has shepherd. Nebuchadnezzar doesn't have shepherd. Daniel having shepherd didn't reply to Nebuchadnezzar's asking to interpret his dream. And he said, give me time to pray. And he returned to his home. He was back to his home and prayed to Heavenly Father, and he asked him, how can I talk? Otherwise, men say immediately something because they didn't have any shepherd. But Daniel went to his God and asked him as sheep. So difference is having shepherd or not. In Psalm chapter 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Daniel walked through the darkest valley, but he didn't fear because God's rod and God's staff comfort him. He realized through his prayer and God's word. God's rod comfort him. Psalm is written by David, but this is for Daniel. This is for Daniel also. Book of Daniel's chapter 1 through 4 is appeared in this psalm verse. If you think I'm not related with anyone and I don't need any help, I don't need any scold, and I can do by myself well, then you are Nebuchadnezzar. But Nebuchadnezzar is smart person and a successful person. In human value, he was so great. Without God's rod and staff, they ruled many countries and built big country. Daniel chapter 4, verse 29 through 30. 12 months later, as the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, he said, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for glory of my majesty?" He got glory and success in this world. But remember this, he having such glory and success, but he was afraid of just one dream. He was terrified of just one dream, and he lost himself. This is a sheep not having shepherd. Stray sheep and turned into his own way, and he got success. Not as Daniel, he didn't pray everything to God. If he took the time to pray to God, maybe your rival, his rival, rival won him. As I talked before, Daniel learning. First, read Bible and pray, and start to study. But taking time to pray, your rival can study more. Nebuchadnezzar went straight, but he got peer. And there are big fear because of just one dream. Are you Daniel or Nebuchadnezzar? Why he didn't change? Because he has many things to be proud of. He has too much. Like Nebuchadnezzar, working at Chuchura Megumi Church, sometimes I tend to misunderstand because Chuchura Megumi Church is so big and we have kindergarten or welfare service and school, and not only Sunday. Every day, many people come to church, and there are buildings, and in the funeral, many visitors come to look at this church, and they say, great, awesome, and so I sometimes misunderstood. I'm so special, like Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, this is so great, but I don't. I want to confirm that this church is this church fulfilled with the great Christians living in different dimension of this world. Are we Daniel or Nebuchadnezzar?
옛날에는 단일이었지만 지금은 느부갓네살 왕이 되지 않았는지.
Does we have shepherd?
Daniel.
We are always looking at God's miracle, listen and experience, moved and praise God. But does your life have a change? Have your life changed? I realized one thing about Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar is king and very smart.
And
successful person, but Daniel moved the history. Daniel was Daniel moves Nebuchadnezzar's life. What makes him do so? And his view of the world. Lord God is his shepherd, and he accepts sovereignty of God. He has such view of the world. And let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10. Sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything. Nebuchadnezzar had everything, but he didn't rejoice. He was terrified. And he didn't make many rich. He based on poor people and he got wealth. Japan is rich country, kind of, but rich countries based on developing poor country. And Daniel was sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything. Sad, poor, having nothing, it's okay. You don't have to have anything. Just you have faith to accept sovereignty of God and pray to Jesus as shepherd and ask him and listen his word. Then you will be okay. Which is the different dimension of life from this world? I hope you are the sheep of God and live the life different dimensions from the world. Let us pray.